History Show, featuring your host, documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk, and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we're going to start hour two of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History Moment written and produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission. And her story today is about the El Paso native artist who now has his own month. That would be Tom Lee Month.
The Wonderful Life. Artist, author, historian, and World War II correspondent, El Pasoan Tom Lee's contributions to El Paso and the world are extraordinary and not easily categorized. New York Times reporter Jim Yardley once wrote of Tom, "The muralist, painter, and author Tom Lee is probably the only person, dead or alive, who can say he's been threatened by Pancho Villa, interrupted by Chiang Kai-shek, and regaled by President Franklin D. Roosevelt." A renowned artist, Tom could have lived anywhere in the world, but chose to live and paint in his hometown at the base of his beloved Franklin Mountains until his death in 2007. More history next time on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
I'm there.
You're there. And he was a student of El Paso High School.
Absolutely. He ran their yearbook.
That's right. And we could make a trivia question out of my mistake in that history moment.
Okay, we'll do that. Find the mistake in the trivia. Find the mistake in the history moment.
No. Let's just. I want to get it out of the way because I'd hate to see if we forgot
okay,
about it.
Okay, what was
no,
it?
No, what it was is I gave Tom Lee six more years of life. He died in 2001.
Yeah, he did.
So I apologize on that.
But that's the history of Tom Lee continues. They're going to have a big celebration going on as we speak downtown.
That's
for
right.
The Trost people tonight. Tom Lee's going to be involved in some of that stuff.
Yes.
A lot going on in El Paso. And the meeting, the next meeting of the El Paso County Historical Commission is?
Is normally at the United Bank of El Paso del Norte, the downtown branch on East Main Street. But this next meeting, which is going to be October 10th at 11:30 a.m., is going to be meeting in the Women's Club of El Paso at Mesa Streets and River Streets. So if you got any questions about it or you'd like to get involved, call 915-581-7920 and ask for Bernie Sargent.
Got going on today, we're going to talk about Casner Range. A lot of things going on there with Casner Range.
The beautiful range.
Well, it's a big piece of the mountain that is not part of the state park at this time.
Yeah.
And maybe it could be, maybe it should be, because if it isn't, there's some issues where it could turn into something we don't want. It's our topic today with Congressman Beto O'Rourke. He's filed a bill to make Casner Range a permanently saved area as a national monument. But in the studio at the moment, we're going to get to Beto in a moment or two. But right now, let's talk to a couple of folks from the Franklin Mountains Wilderness Coalition. The guy on the right of your radio is Richard Teschner. Good day, sir.
Good morning, Jackson. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Richard.
Welcome here. And we've got one of your major proponents of saving things historic, and that would be Judy Ackerman. Good morning.
Hi, Melissa. Hi, Jackson.
She's the queen of saving things.
Well, you're pretty good at it so far, from what I can tell. Now, the thing is,
not done yet.
No, you're not. That's just it. You've got a lot going on here. So we'll get to Beto O'Rourke in a moment or two, but the thing about what you guys are doing, you now are on the operative end of saving Casner. Let's back up 1 second and say, why should we save Casner Range?
You know, Casner Range is in northeast El Paso where the poppies bloom. A lot of times we say Casner Range, they say, what? Never heard of it.
Yeah.
But if you say where the poppies bloom in northeast El Paso, you know, where Trans Mountain Road comes out to 54, all that beautiful open space, and as soon as we describe it, people light up and they say, oh, it's beautiful. We need to protect that open space.
But Richard, tell us, why is it open space now?
Well, it's open space in large part because of the MECs and the UXOs that are present there, munitions and explosives of concern and unexploded ordnance. As everyone knows, Kastner Range was a live artillery range from 1926 to 1966. It was closed in 66 because the city was beginning to grow up around it. The northeast side had already reached Hondo Pass and was moving up Dyer and is now what we know it to be. And so the range was closed 50 years ago, but paradoxically, it's the MECs and the UXOs that have conserved it.
All right, what can we do about it now? We're going to hear from Beto in a minute about what his thoughts on the process. But what can we do to help the process, Judy Ackerman?
We really need people to say they care about Kastner and to that they are interested in protecting Kastner as a national monument. There's many ways to do it, but the easiest way to do it is to go to the website where they can sign the letter online. And the website is Kastner, the number four, ever. So it's Kastner, the number four, ever.org. And there they can sign the letter online. They could print the letter in hard copy in English or Spanish. And then at the bottom, it says where to send it. Please don't send it directly to the president. Please send it to our offices here in El Paso.
Oh, you're collecting them. Okay.
Absolutely. We want to count them and make sure we don't have two from you. And then we'll send them off to D.C.
And that makes a difference.
Absolutely.
The one in southern New Mexico that they just awarded about 2 years ago. What was
Oregon Mountain Desert Peaks.
And that was done by petition.
And many other methods.
Okay. So that's the potential we have coming up here. Judy Ackerman is in the studio along with Dr. Richard Teschner. And the idea is to save Kastner Range. We're going to get to Beto O'Rourke in just a moment. And he's going to be on for a full segment. So what we're going to do today is rearrange how we do this show. We're going to go to break right now. But as we do, let's do trivia.
I think
on our way a little earlier today. But let's, we can get Beto in easier.
Okay.
So you ready for trivia?
Yes. And that's for Pepe's.
Yes.
Gift certificates this morning.
Or
at El Paso Gold DVD.
DVD.
And the question is, why can't you walk on Kastner Range?
Why can't you walk on Kastner Range?
Well, you could.
Why shouldn't you?
It might be exciting.
It could be the last thing you ever did.
That's true.
There's a problem. So let's figure that out. Call us up, and that's the question.
That's the question.
In fact, you know what? Go ahead and get about the second question.
Okay.
We'll put two questions out right now.
And the second one was, when did the Army stop using Kastner Range as a firing range?
Oh, you got a different question. Okay, when did they stop?
Yeah, when did they stop?
Okay.
Or why can't you walk on Kastner Range?
Both of those are the questions. You can get Pepe's, DVD. We're going early on the prize thing today.
That's right.
So we can get in Beto, and you have to call us up. And what's that number?
Call the number is 544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Message and data rates may apply.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, text PATH to 369-369. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, text PATH to 369-369. Again, that's P-A-T-H to 369-369.
I had like memory foams, I had feather pillows, and I'd always wake up with neck pain. After sleeping on my pillow, I didn't wake up with the headaches, I was more aligned.
I didn't realize the connection between the pillow and sleep. When I switched to my pillow, I got a better night's sleep, and I love it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, and it holds that support all night long to take the pressure off your shoulders and keep your neck aligned so you get the best night's sleep of your life.
MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. MyPillow is machine washable and dryable and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an amazing 10-year warranty. Plus, every MyPillow is made in the USA.
I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Go to MyPillow.com or call now to order one of MyPillows. When you do, I'll give you a second one absolutely free.
call 1-800-480-1941 and use the promo code IHEART.
Don't miss the 2016 El Paso Wine and Food Festival presented by the Rotary Club of El Paso. Enjoy wine and food tastings from over 300 world-class wines and 18 of El Paso's finest restaurants and caterers. Saturday, October 8th from noon till 4 p.m. at Keystone Park in the Desert Botanical Garden. This is the only all-inclusive wine and food event in the El Paso Southwest. Tickets are limited, so get yours today at 833-6616 or online at elpasowinefest.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Coming in here next week, we have got Peter Schwarzbein going to come in. There may also be a major announcement in the middle of his hour. We'll see how that goes. But he's going to come in and talk about the trolley history in El Paso. Hour two on the 8th of October, Concordia Heritage Association explaining the walkthrough history on the 15th at the cemetery. On October 15th itself, both hours of that day are focused on the annual Border Legends Music Festival. And that's Rick Kern. Terry Manning will be in here. And Terry Manning, that world-famous music producer guy from El Paso, he's actually going to sit here and talk to us. October 2-2. Concordia Cemetery is going to do the Day of the Dead, but on the 22nd, we're going to explain that. The events are actually coming up on November 1st, and we'll have a lot of people in the studio on the 22nd to talk about the Day of the Dead. October 29th, we're going to focus on Mount Cristo Rey. We've got Ruben himself, Escondón Jr., coming in, going to explain things going on over on the mountain. So there, what do you got?
Well, today going on at the Women's Club down on Mesa and River Street, which we were talking about earlier, is they're having their birthday bash. It's their 100th anniversary.
Another one.
And they're going to have vendors, music, food, entertainment. It's a great event. We want you to get down there. And it's a fundraiser for the club, of course, to help us continue to take care of the club. And it's going to be from 4 to 9 p.m. From 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. tonight. And then tomorrow again from 11 to 5 p.m. Get your Christmas shopping done. They've got some really unique vendors down there. And I was looking for the cost, and I apologize.
That's $3 to get in.
$3 to get in, and it's a fun event.
Get down there, five.
And you get to tour the old house. And they have a wonderful kind of a granny's attic that they have some wonderful things you can buy.
So I got one for you right in the middle as you walk in. You can buy the brand new DVD that we're not yet finished that you're announcing,
right.
I'm editing, and we haven't done it yet, but we're going to. And that's the Women's Club of El Paso and the 100th anniversary of their building.
Yeah, a tease of it is down at the Museum of History,
yes,
which is where the exhibit for the Women's Club of El Paso has the exhibit there, and you can learn more about the history of some amazing ladies in that 100 years.
And you can advance order a DVD right now from my brother. Walk in, say hi. He's in the middle of that stuff.
Also,
the family's there. All right, going to trivia questions being with there. Adrian, James, and Paul in that order. Let's go see what Adrian has to say. What's the question, Melissa?
The question is here somewhere. Okay. Why can't we walk on Kastner Range?
Adrian.
Hello?
Oh, you got a delay on Adrian. Pick up the phone, Adrian?
Adrian.
Do we have these out of order? Would this be either James or Paul? Adrian, James, or Paul going once. Adrian, James, or Paul going twice. We are now going to go to Adrian, James, or Paul on this phone number. Should be James.
James, yes.
There you
morning,
go.
James.
We got you. Talk to James.
Why can't we walk on Kastner Range?
I believe that'd be the unexploded ordnance.
Yes.
He's a smart man, I could tell.
It'd be the last thing you do in some cases. James, you got yourself a DVD. Pick one here.
I would really like the...
the Pepe's. You want Pepe's?
Wait, what were you saying?
Oh, I was hoping I could get the DVD with the El Paso High, the ghost stories.
Yes.
Yes, we have that one.
That one is here.
That four?
It's volume one.
Oh, volume one.
Ghost Stories
of
El Paso, volume one for James. You got it figured out. There's another call coming in, by the way, on line two in there. James, you got yourself a DVD, Ghost Stories of El Paso, volume. Thanks for playing. We got more players.
Stay on the line.
Hold on here. Mary Alice will come pick that up for you. Hold on. Thanks a lot. All right, James, going to Paul. Paul. We got another question for Paul.
Yes, we do.
We have a second question. Paul, good morning.
Yes.
Good morning. The second question is, when did the Army stop using Kastner Range as a firing range?
You know, I don't know that question, but for sure. But I would say I'm just going to guess. Give me a 10-year period, okay? I get a 10-year.
The life. 60s.
Okay. So how about 1942?
Didn't make it, but thanks for trying.
Thanks for trying.
You take her easy. That was
listening.
Good. And we got Adrian back on the phone here. Adrian, got you on the phone here again. What's up?
Hey, how's it going? It's Adrian.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, we got a different question for you.
All right.
When did the Army stop using Kastner Range as a firing range?
I believe that was 1941.
Oh no,
but thank you for trying. Well, we're going to have to move on again. We got to get stuff.
They were using it heavily during World War II.
Go ahead and just state the date. When was
it? The date was 1966, which we did mention a few minutes ago earlier on the show.
On the air. All right, well, Sergio, let's do this. Okay, are you prepared to do another break here? Should we go ahead and just do another break and come back with Beto? Okay, we got Beto ready to go. Beto's got a lot to say today, so we're not going to miss him. But in the meantime, Sergio Senor, the phone number again, if they wish to call,
is 544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs, like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-836-8244. 800-836-8244. 800-836-8244.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Type in your favorite band, AC/DC, and boom. iHeartRadio creates a custom artist station that'll shake you all night long. And did I mention artist stations are commercial free, always. Perfect for those about to rock. Plus, the more you thumb up and down songs, the more iHeartRadio fine-tunes your station. You'll be all your favorite music, all your favorite stations, all free. Listen at iHeartRadio.com or download our free iHeartRadio app.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
But the idea of the Kastner Range issue with Beto O'Rourke is that he is the one who has filed the bill that is now the potential to get the president's attention. How does that work technically? You went back to like a 1900s Antiquities Act or something?
Yeah, as far as I understand it, he has dropped the bill. That's the official term they use in Washington, D.C. for filed the bill, and he did so early in December of last year. And we were all very pleased that he had done so, but to be perfectly honest, we're not all that optimistic that the House and the Senate are going to approve this bill. As everyone knows, we're dealing with divided government these days, And our hopes are really resting on the use by President Obama of the 1906 Antiquities Act. Now, this is an act that Congress approved under the presidency of Teddy Roosevelt way back in 1906, originally to preserve Indian artifacts, Native American artifacts.
Of which there's plenty on Kavner.
Oh, yeah. You've got the petroglyphs? What are some of the other items you have up there?
There's also grinding halls on Kavner Range that indicate there's been people here for possibly 14,000 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So the antiquities on Kavner Range are treasures that cannot be replaced under any circumstances. Of course, Kavner Range has wonderful geology. It has more natural springs on Kavner Range than anywhere else on the Franklin Mountains. And when you talk to El Pasoans, it's just inspiring how enthusiastic they are that this land needs to be protected. So all you have to do is go to the website, which is Kavner, the number 4, ever.org. So it's Kavner, Kavner, the number 4, ever, E-V-E-R, and people can sign the letter, they can look at all the history, they can see various media events that have happened. They can sign the letter in English or Spanish, or they can do it online.
Well, do you have a Facebook page also?
Absolutely. Kavner Range, Facebook and Twitter.
And like it and share it with your friends.
Please.
Because a lot of times, word of mouth is the best way to get anything out. And I think that's one of the important things. Like you said, if somebody's not really internet savvy, they could pull the letter down.
Absolutely.
And have someone send it.
But getting back to the politics of it, President Obama to date has dedicated 23 sites as new national monuments, including the one just across the state line, the Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks National Monument, which was dedicated just a number of years ago. And so we are very optimistic that President Obama will also dedicate the 7,081-acre Kavner Range property as yet another national monument, which, of course, is our goal.
Let's take a break here and come back in a minute. In the meantime, I got an idea here, Melissa. You ready for this?
No.
Let's read the El Paso Inc.
We're
going to read El Paso Inc., take a break, come back with
Beto,
see how that might work. All right, you ready? This week only in El Paso Inc.
Why a major Chinese manufacturer decided El Paso is the perfect place to do business and its big plans for growth. I want to know who they are.
The Chinese guys here, huh? Also, how big is the new Army hospital going up on Fort Bliss? Would you believe 1 million square feet and 4,000 parking spaces?
Just a couple. And as a local synagogue gets its first new rabbi in 30 years, the focus is on innovation and families.
Also, El Paso Inc. is online, elpasoinc.com, and available for home and business delivery.
Call 534-4422 to subscribe.
All right, we're going to give this a go after the break. Come back and talk to you with Congressman Beto O'Rourke. Back in just a moment.
Shaving. There's a lot of hype about how multi-blade razors are so important to getting a good shave. I thought so too, until I was introduced to Shave Secret Shaving Oil. Now I know it's not the razor, but the preparation that makes the difference. Sure, you need a good sharp razor, but Shave Secret is the key to a close, comfortable shave. Shave Secret soaks in, softening your whiskers or leg hair, letting the blade glide across the skin for a close, comfortable shave. Shave Secret takes the place of all creams, soaps, gels, and powders for men and women of all ethnic backgrounds. Shave Secret reduces the nicking and cutting, ingrown hairs, bumps, and red, irritated skin. And works great with electric shavers, too. Shave Secret is so easy to use, great for travel, and it's really inexpensive. They don't believe the hype. It's not the blade, but the preparation. Shave Secret for the best shave ever. Available now at HEB, Walmart Supercenters, Amazon.com, ShaveSecret.com, and Navy and Marine Corps exchanges.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-400-0067. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-400-0067. That's 1-800-400-0067. 1-800-400-0067.
Bring home the fun.
Play casino games on your PC.
These are the same games you play at the casino.
But you can play them at home.
To get you started, here's an offer that'll save you 40% off your entire order.
Go to Phantom EFX. Choose your games and enter promo code IHEART at checkout.
PhantomEFX.com. Promo code IHEART at checkout.
Play casino games at home.
And save 40% at PhantomEFX.com. Promo code IHEART.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Good morning, Congressman O'Rourke. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Welcome here.
Welcome to the El Paso History Radio Show. So glad to have you in town and be able to hold on to you for a few minutes. You're so busy.
Well, thank you both for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, today's going to be a radio program about El Paso history. We're going to focus a bit on Casner Range as we get into this. But you also have a take on El Paso history of your own, having grown up here. What do you think of our history? What can we do with it now? Because things are changing a bit. It's becoming more important to be historic.
Yeah. You know, you're absolutely right about that. As a community, we're really beginning to embrace our history as a community. There have been people, we talked about Melissa and Bernie Sargent, who have been pushing this for forever. And we mentioned Bernie's in his 12th year as the head of the El Paso County Historical Commission. Their ideas and promoting our community as a tourist destination and attraction, given the unique story we have to tell, is beginning to make its way in county and city policy. But, you know, just at a personal level, I'm 44 years old now, and I only recently began to truly appreciate how dynamic our history is, how unique it is, not just to the region, but to this country. And, you know, whether it's the first time that the President of the United States and the President of Mexico ever met, they met here in our community when Taft and Diaz met in 1909, whether it's our important critical role in the development of the Mexican Revolution, the Battle of Juarez, Madero, planning so much of that here in this community, whether it was the entrepreneurs, the risk takers, the writers, the artists, the Tom Lees of the world, who all found a home here, and many of them drawn to this community, not born here, but came to El Paso because it was an attractor. It was the center of power and energy in this part of the world. So much of that is so important to our story. And I'm convinced that the more we embrace that, the more we share it with each other, the better we will be at sharing it with the rest of the country. And that's going to have important policy ramifications, where today we are the source of anxiety and fear for a lot of the country. This border that represents, you know, our darkest, deepest anxieties, to reminding people that the border has been for more than 100 years the source of strength, of new ideas, of really amazing people who have shaped not just the course of El Paso's history, but really the history of this country. So, yes, Jackson, I completely agree with you. The time really is now for us to embrace this, share it, and capitalize on it in a way that we never have before.
We get it. The question is, who else out there can get it?
Well, I think the interesting thing is you're 44, and you're that target group and below that are starting to finally wake up to our history in many ways. You didn't learn much about it in school. Your family goes back a ways here also. But I think it's, in your ideas, what do you think about the changes now you've seen, especially with the downtown development? I mean, that's one way of getting our history heard about, is that way.
We are so lucky in this community that so much of the last 100 and 110 years of architecture and building in history is really preserved, and it's waiting for us to find it again and invest in it, renew it, and relearn that history, and use it as inspiration to set the stage for the next 100 years of success for this community. I happen to office in the Mills Building, which at the time was the largest poured concrete structure, I believe, in the world, or one of the largest, at least the largest in the United States. And I happen to live in Sunset Heights, which is a community that was the first subdivision in El Paso, the first formally platted subdivision in this community, largely founded by refugees and partisans fleeing the Mexican Revolution. That's why you have Porfirio Diaz Street in my community, one of the few places you're going to have a street named after that former dictator anywhere.
Have you explored your historic house?
So we Amy and I were lucky enough to be able to buy and restore a house that is known as the Pancho Villa House, or the Alamo House, because of its resemblance to the Alamo architecture. Yeah, so the chief of staff of the United States Army, General Hugh Scott, meets with Pancho Villa literally only months before Pancho Villa's incursion, his invasion, you know, one of the few invasions in United States history in Columbus, New Mexico, and they felt that in that house that Amy and I now live in and are raising our kids in, General Scott felt like he had struck a deal with Pancho Villa, where we were going to respect each other's interests and be able to get along peacefully. Obviously, that deal fell apart within less than a year, but yes, that house has history, and it's not just the history of Pancho Villa and General Scott being there. Within 30 or 40 years following World War II, that house would be subdivided into six different apartments as we sought to find enough housing units for these returning GIs coming back to the Southwest. Would stay that way for another 50 years until it was restored to a single-family home. So there's a lot of El Paso history contained just in that house within that great historic neighborhood.
Do you have any tunnels in the basement?
Right. I've heard so many stories, and we need to do a comprehensive investigation to find out what that basement holds. There's now just a basement that is just partial. It's just basically the basement underneath my kitchen. But I understand that the basement at one time was fully built out over the extent of the blueprint of the house and had tunnels leading through Sunset Heights, and who knows, maybe connecting with tunnels into Ciudad Juarez, Chihuahua,
heard.
Mexico.
There you go.
Back to O'Rourke, you're living in history, and you like history. That's even better. Well, let's move on to some other parts of our history, because as we try to attract heritage tourism here, we see some state initiatives from Senator Jose Rodriguez. He's looking to find funding to push heritage tourism. Is there anything we can look at on a federal level that would help us out?
There are a number of things. One, we should certainly back the senator's ideas in preserving and representing our history to the rest of the state of Texas and, frankly, to the country. You know, whether it's the missions, which I think are more significant than those in San Antonio, which get so much press and attention.
Or California.
Older.
Yeah.
They're older.
Oh, yeah.
Or connecting it with, and this is truly an international dynamic that a city like San Antonio just does not have, connecting them with the missions in Ciudad Juarez. The mission there that is, you know, approaching 350 years old, that's right next to the cathedral in downtown Juarez. Or Kastner Range, which has long been, in this community, a point of pride that we've preserved for 50 years since it was used as a bombing range, this historic 7,000-acre tract that has rare plant and animal species, that has petroglyphs going back 8,000 years. I mean, talk about history.
Let's describe where it is.
So this is in the northeast part of El Paso. It's bisected by Trans Mountain Road. And on three sides of Kastner Range, you have State Park, the Franklin Mountain State Park. And you actually have trails that start in the state park that go through Kastner Range and then connect with the state park again. In fact, the only way you can reach the tallest peak in the state park is to go through Kastner Range. Now, let me make this clear to our listeners that you cannot legally set foot on Kastner Range. This is still a military reservation owned by the Department of the Army. And although it hasn't been used as an artillery range in 50 years, we still have real concerns about unexploded ordnance there. So respect the signs, keep off Castner Range. But the idea is, if we could remediate any unexploded ordnance from those trails that are most popular today and we would want to use in the future, and then keep some part of Castner Range off limits to foot traffic but open for passive enjoyment, the beautiful view of the Mexican gold poppies or the those staggering peaks that rise out of the desert floor, that's something that we can show off, not just to each other and our families and our friends and neighbors, but we can show that off to the country. If this president, Barack Obama, were to name it a national monument, it would not only preserve it in perpetuity for this and future generations to enjoy, but it would have the added benefit of sharing our unique story with the rest of the country. And I tell my colleagues, listen, there's a lot of hubbub about, you know, who's an American, who's a Mexican citizen, the path to citizenship. You know, this land that we're in was one time part of Spain, was one time part of Mexico, was one time part of the country of Texas, was one time part of the state of Texas. Here is land that transcends all that, that really has the impressions left by the first Americans, the first people who knew no nationality but were enjoying the splendor of the place that you and I call home. We want to share that with the rest of the country. National Monument gives us a chance to do that.
Now, you made a speech in regards to Castner Range.
So last week on the floor of the House, I had a chance to give a speech basically outlining these characteristics that are so unique to Castner that I want my colleagues to know about, and to share with them that part of the president's initiative and something we'd like to see more of in this country is the participation in our national parks and national monuments better reflecting the communities that we live in. And so El Paso happens to be 85% Mexican American. That demographic is missing from our national public spaces today. The president has an opportunity to open up national lands to a demographic that, you know, we want to see there, and also one that happens to be one of the poorest communities in the country. We want to change that. We don't want El Paso to be poor. It will leave that behind, I hope. But right now, you have a chance to open up national public lands to a population that prior to this really hasn't had a chance to enter them. Yeah. And so it's whether it's the unique archaeological, historical, cultural, biological, assets that we want to share with the rest of the country, or the fact that we get to open this up to a population we haven't seen before. Castner Range really has so much going for it, and I wanted to make sure my colleagues fully understood that.
Yeah, share it with them.
Well, I want to find out basically your thoughts on Castner Range. What would happen if we don't do this?
The concern is that there's a lot of Castner Range that has actually already been developed. So if you look east of US 54, our north-south highway, those subdivisions just immediately east of 54 were once part of Castner Range. There is a TxDOT facility that was once part of Castner Range, and I believe a Border Patrol facility that was once part of it. So that tells us that unless we successfully preserve it forever, we could see piecemeal development of Castner Range, a Walmart here, a Sam's Club there, a filling station over there, and it would be a terrible way to lose our heritage in a thoughtless, piecemeal manner.
You can't get that view back.
It's gone. Once it's gone forever. And so, as you can imagine, being right on that frontage road of 54 could be incredibly lucrative for a developer. But I'll tell you, this says something about El Paso, and it says something about our largest developer, the Hunt Corporation, has signed a letter supporting the preservation of Castner Range. Here's a group who better than almost anyone else, understands the value of that land from commercial or industrial or residential development, and has added their name to 30,000 El Pasoans who signed letters to the president asking him to make this a national monument. I talked to folks in the conservation circles around this country. They've never seen a community come together the way El Paso has around Castner Range, something else that we should be proud of, and a great way for us to talk about this with friends and family in other parts of the country. No one else has something as unique as Castner Preserve, and no one else has a community as unified as El Paso in seeking preservation of a national monument.
If we do get the national monument status, what's involved in that?
Essentially, a national monument proclamation would preserve this land forever. It would keep it within federal ownership. It's owned by the Department of the Army within Department of Defense today. It would probably, in stages, move over to control of the Bureau of Land Management for management of that land. But we've made very clear with the administration, we're not talking about glittering visitor centers or gift shops or heavy staffing and personnel there. Really, we want usable trails. We want to make sure that when folks from other parts of the country are planning out their vacations, that they stop at the National Monument in El Paso, Texas. And by the way, then get a chance to see our missions here in El Paso, visit Concordia Cemetery. The numerous attractions that we have here would benefit by some national billing with a national monument. There are not very many national monuments out there. To be added to that exclusive family would ensure that, even greater tourism and benefits accrue to this community at large.
It's a great plan as far as I'm concerned, because considering the fact that the government has basically, ironically, protected that area because of the unexploded munitions that are still there.
Right.
And being that, I think another good side of this is that we're not looking, or you're not looking to make this a, like I said, a tourist attraction, whatever. It's a place people can go and they still experience it, but it won't be overdone like a lot of the national parks have become.
No roller coasters, huh?
Yeah, no roller coasters. Yeah.
No roller coasters. And we also want to satisfy any concerns of the federal government that this would be an expensive undertaking to preserve this. We actually want it as is with some remediation of parts of Castor Range. And this is kind of a mind blower for the feds. We're not asking them to clean up all the munitions, because to do so,
that's huge.
I believe, one, very, very expensive, not a good use of taxpayer resources, and then two, to do so might render Castor Range not worth preserving, because you'd be digging up the first 1 or 2 feet of soil, you know, taking out all the cactus, the ocotillo, the native vegetation, the habitat for these rare animal species.
And one big vacant lot, all you got. Yeah.
It looked like the moon, and we don't want that. And so this community, it says something about us. I mean, Castor Range has some limited fencing, some signs put up, but we have some good common sense in El Paso, and people have stayed off of those lower areas. They've basically, those who've entered Castor Range have gone on those trails on the upper end. Again, I want to make sure everyone understands I'm not advocating use of any of those trails today until this is a national monument, but I do have to remind the administration that de facto this has kind of operated as a protected public space now for 50 years, and we don't want a ton of investment to make this a national monument. We just need the declaration, some light remediation, and then some methods to ensure that people stay on limited trail access and respect those areas that they shouldn't be on.
That's great. I think that's wonderful. As a taxpayer, I think it's a wonderful idea.
So we have a chance to basically save the biggest chunk of the Franklin Mountains that is in jeopardy for development, and this will do it. The idea is to take the petitions to the president, and then what happens?
So this is ultimately a call by the president. There's 110 years ago, in 1906, Congress passed the Antiquities Act. And then, as we know, in 1916, we're celebrating its 100th year, the National Park Service was created to protect areas like Yosemite, like the Grand Canyon.
I think Yellowstone was first, wasn't it?
Yellowstone, the Everglades. These iconic landmarks throughout our country were preserved through direct, unilateral presidential action.
Oregon Mountains National Monument.
It's a massive area, many, many times larger than the 7,000 acres we're talking about preserving. But yes, President Obama preserved the Oregon Mountain National Monument to ensure that those lands pass through to future generations. It would be a very similar proclamation and would be focused, of course, just on these 7,000 acres. And then would specify how the Department of Defense would satisfy its remedial obligations, and then how that land would transfer over to Bureau of Land Management over time, with some kind of, you know, 5-10 year period to do this. This wouldn't be overnight where we'd cut a ribbon, people would start going on to Castor Range. This would be a pretty sober, deliberate, years-long process to do that. But the president has it within his unique unilateral authority to make this declaration. And in the 110 years since the Antiquities Act, most of the national monuments that have been created have been Republican presidents.
This is the way it goes, and we really appreciate Beto O'Rourke. Thank you.
Yeah, thank
for coming
you.
In.
Of course, my pleasure. Thanks for doing this show.
So good job.
Your
good
call
job
for action is to go get a hold of these petitions.
That's right. Yeah, there. You can look up Castner Range online, find the site, add your name, and that means this president hears yet another voice asking that this be preserved forever.
All right, we're going to continue our studio discussion. Beto O'Rourke, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Good seeing you again.
Good to see you both.
Take care. The congressman had a lot to say there, and Judy Ackerman is still here along with Dr. Richard Teschner. What are your reactions? Because you hadn't heard that.
You know, the main thing, every time there's something in the news about Castner Range, people think, oh, it's done. But it's not done.
Right.
We need your listeners and their friends and family to sign the petition online, hard copy. Just go look up Castner Range, and you'll be able to find it. And we need them to sign on. This president's only got about 3 months left, and that's the time that we have. We need to protect Castner, and I know your listeners care about keeping that beautiful 11 square miles in its pristine condition as it is now.
Dr. Richard has something to say.
Yeah, I really appreciate the informative comments that Beto made, and I'd simply like to add a little bit to them. People ask me, well, how can you go ahead and do this? Castner Range belongs to the Army, and it's a closed artillery range. And I say, there is a precedent. And the precedent is something that is now called the Fort Ord National Monument. Fort Ord is an Army base that lost out in the second BRAC, base realignment and closure, in 1993. The Fort Ord Army base was located to the northeast of Monterey, California, right on the Pacific coast in what they call the central coast part of the state. And Fort Ord lost out, and immediately people in the area said, well, when can we start hiking on it? Well, they weren't able to hike on it legally until Fort Ord was declared a national monument in 2012. Now, Fort Ord is a national monument, but 50% of it, the western half, roughly, is still off limits to all visitors. And that's because it's the western half of Fort Ord National Monument that contains the largest number of MECs and UXOs, munitions and explosives, unexploded ordnance.
Same thing as Castner.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, in any event, I visited the Fort Ord National Monument at the very end of July of last year, accompanied by Cesar Mendez, who is the superintendent of the Franklin Mountain State Park, and a fellow from Texas Parks and Wildlife. And we were given a complete tour, and we were told that trails are all cleared and free of MECs and UXOs, that the people who run the National Monument together in partnership with the Army were able to succeed in getting that done.
Does that vertical like we have here in our land?
Ours is a whole lot prettier.
But, I mean, vertical, you can't clear that real easy is the point.
Yeah, well, it's, of course, there aren't any trails that go up a slope that is, 85 degrees.
So where the trails are cleared, you're cool. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Richard Teschner, thank you for coming in here. Also, you've been instrumental in the Frontera Land Alliance since it began. You're the guy that threw the money at it, aren't you?
Yeah, you're talking about my having hired a lobbyist in Austin.
No. I'm talking about how you donated money to Frontera Land Alliance to start that process off. And you
Wrestler. Ended up,
the Wrestler Canyon.
Oh, Wrestler Canyon.
Point is you're committed to this. Thank you. Appreciate that.
He's a man that puts his money behind his words and his efforts.
And Judy Ackerman, thank you for coming in today. Richard, thank you for what you've done and what you're doing. We'll see how this turns out. Keep us posted. We're out of here for now. EPHistory.com for the website, for the radio show. Melissa, we'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week.
And everybody else downtown, there's things going on. Six Guns is shooting the place up.
Yeah.
And also, you got parties with the Trost and the crowd tonight.
Well, and then you've got the Trost exhibits in the windows down there in downtown. So get down there and take a free walk around and a photographic exhibit. It is wonderful.
See you next week right here in the El Paso History Radio Show.
Adios.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage, EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.